Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, the new editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start this morning with a real major debate. And no matter what community you live in, there's something that's very important that we don't like to think about, and that's the sewer system.
In our little hamlet of Burnt Hills, which is just north of Schenectady, there's a community debate raging right now, unlike one we've seen in that community in a long time. And it's really intensifying now because they're about a week away from a public vote proposed to be a $15.8 million sewer. And it's really divided the community. It's coming to a head now as we lead up to the last week. Today's paper, we have a story that we try to talk to both sides in this issue. And it comes down to two sort of general camps. The town has decided that it needs to move quickly this year to add a sewer district in the hamlet of Burnt Hills to access via pipeline another sewer system that was approved last year in Boston Lake. So they're moving very quickly on this. And many of the residents in this area that are affected, and there's only like 525 properties that would be affected in this area, but many of them are wary that a bunch of things. They're saying, why is the town moving so quickly on this? And especially, why are they going to ask us to pay these costs to do this project? And they're fearful just going to open up development along the Route 50 corridor. They're concerned that they're subsidizing businesses that would come along and then hook up themselves. And the fees are not unsubstantial. If they go ahead and approve this vote next Wednesday, every property owner in that area would have to pay an annual fee of $926 a year. But if anybody in there needs to tie into this system, and they will have to at this point, they're going to have to pay anywhere from $3,500 to $10,000 to do the hookup. And that's the real sticking point. Some of these people saying, hey, we have a septic system already. We're fine with what we've got. We don't want to have to face this burden. Yesterday, the backers of this plan, and this comes out of the town board, they rolled out quote-unquote concessions to try to assuage some of these concerns. And basically what they've said is if people have financial hardship, they could be exempted from having to tie into the line. But the individual still would have to pay an annual fee anyway. So it's really coming to a head. Anywhere you drive around the hamlet, there are signs either no or yes. And there's a lot of acrimony. Yesterday, we heard some accusations that the other side, people are bullying, neighbors are bullying friends. So it's really become a pretty stressful situation leading up into this last week before the vote.
And another reason to pay attention to what's happening in your local community. We've been talking with Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this story and others, you can go to dailygazette.com. Miles, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, David.